Well, hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today I want to continue on our great theme of the Gospel Truth concerning the human nature of Jesus. A lot of people get offended when I talk about the human nature of the Lord Jesus, because they like a sanitized picture of Jesus, a Jesus who has floated through life, kind of like a spook, a phantom, never got his hands dirty, free from the feelings and bombardments which hit the human condition. But look, if you've never grasped that Jesus was a true and actual real human being, you haven't yet grasped the gospel. You haven't. And it's just, you know, look, you've often heard me say it's a heresy to deny that he is God. Well, it's an equal heresy to deny that he is fully man. That Christ was fully human is one of the great pillars of our faith. An old bishop from England, J.C. Ryle, said it like this. He says, "One thing, however, is perfectly clear, and we shall do well to lay firm hold upon it. Our Lord partook of everything that belongs to man's nature, sin only excepted. Now, as a man, he was born as an infant. As man, he grew from infancy to boyhood. As man, he yearly increased in bodily strength and mental power. During his passage from boyhood to full age, he increased. And of all the sinless conditions of man's body, its first feebleness, its aftergrowth, its regular progress to maturity, he was in the fullest sense a partaker. We must rest satisfied with knowing this. To pry beyond is useless. To know this clearly is of as much importance. An absence of settled knowledge of it has led to many wild heresies. One comfortable practical lesson stands out on the face of this truth which ought never to be overlooked, and that is this: our Lord is able to sympathize with us. At every stage of our existence, from the cradle to the grave, he knows by experience the nature and the temperament of the child, the boy, the young man. He has stood in their place. He has occupied their position. He knows their hearts. Let us never forget that in dealing with young people about their souls, let us tell them confidently that there's one in heaven at the right hand of God who is exactly suited to be their friend. He who died on the cross was once a boy himself and feels a special interest in boys and girls as well as grown-up people. Boy, that was good. J.C. Ryle nailed it. Jesus knows all about us. That's the genius of this whole thing. God became a man. Somebody once said that God is watching us from a distance. That's wrong. He became one of us. And he knows about us. And he knows the human condition. He knows what you're going through, sir. Young lady, he knows what you're going through. He feels your hurt. Won't you come to him? Won't you come to him today with simple faith? And he'll be your best friend. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.